Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we are here today with Commissioner Doug Hunt. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Casey. Good to be here.
Pleasure to have you here again. Always nice to have you on Lincoln County Connections. And Doug, I know part of the focus you and I discussed was wanting to explain things that are happening in the maritime sector and the work that you've been doing there. But, you know, I thought maybe we could talk about economic development, jobs in general before we get into the maritime sector. And what have you seen? How is the picture of economic development crystallized for you now that you've been a commissioner for a while? I know that's kind of a broad question there, but it's something that in the beginning I know that you really were working on and continue to work on. What does a county have to do with economic development?
Well, I think it's, economic development is a complicated process. It's not just a matter of saying, hey, you know, we want to do economic development, come do business in our county.
Yeah.
And I think about my experiences as a business development officer when I was in the banking industry, and I think there are a lot of similarities between business development and economic development. I mean, you could argue that economic development is businesses
yeah.
that create jobs. And the first thing I always remind myself is that I never expected to call on a business and say, hey, I'd like you to bank with Umpqua or Bank of the West or well, the other banks I worked for. You never expected them to say, gee, yeah, you know, thanks for coming in the door. I'm going to move all my business to your bank. And the point is that business development and economic development is it's a long process. And I think that we as a county, when you talk about economic development, we need to be aware of what our county has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense to call on a Fortune 500 company and say, hey, you know, build a major distribution center in Lincoln County. That's not going to happen. So I think the first thing that you need to do, and this is something that, again, I recognized as a commissioner, is you need to in effect, think about what the county has to offer. What are the aspects? You know, why would you want to come and bank with me? Why would you want to come and do business in Lincoln County? And so I think when you start looking at economic development from that standpoint, you start to realize that there are some attractions. There are some reasons. I moved my family from Port to Lincoln County because I wanted the different environment to raise a family. So you know, what is it that attracts people to doing business in Lincoln County? And when you start getting more specific, some of the things that I think the county, and it's not just the county as a entity, but there are other entities within the county that there's some things that have been done to help economic development. Certainly the opening of Highway 20, that's a big boost mm-hmm. to economic development. Not, you know, people may just immediately think of Georgia Pacific, which is the largest private employer in the county. But it's made it easier for everybody, in effect, to get to the coast, whether you're commuting for a job, whether you're bringing your family down here for a vacation, or you're somebody that has reasons to do business in the county. Certainly Highway 20 is a big factor. The Port of Newport has looked at activities to develop business. Certainly the completion of the international dock is a factor. Their efforts to develop a staging area for both import and export activity, certainly that's an area. You look at Walport. The Port of Alsea has been evaluating the possibility of oyster cultures, and they're working on a industrial park. Toledo's working on an industrial park. Toledo's been working to market, to create awareness of their antique businesses on Main Street. And, you know, certainly Lincoln City with the casino, with the outlet mall, the mm-hmm. proximity to Portland, all things that I think, create reasons for people to come visit, stay, do business in Lincoln County. And I think certainly there's reasons to be optimistic as we look to the future. And I better mention the marine research that's going on in the Port of Newport area. Certainly that has the potential, I think, to draw a lot of people and businesses and jobs to the area.
You know, one of the things that I observe in you, when you put on your banking lens and looking at the viability of proposals, grants, projects, I imagine in your history, you've seen thousands of business ideas come before you, and you really have to look at the potential these ideas have. I mean, thoughts on that, because that lens seems to be something that you shine very well into ideas that are presented.
Well, certainly you're right. As a banker, I had many people come in, and they had an idea and was, hey, I want to do this. I want to borrow money. And, well, have you thought about, how are you going to market your product? Mm-hmm. How many units, widgets, whatever do you need to sell to meet your payroll? What is your payroll cost? What is your marketing cost? So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, it kind of goes back to the statement I made earlier. It's not so easy as saying, hey, we're open for business, or hey, I want to do this business. It takes a lot of time and energy and planning. But I will mention the Small Business Development Center in Lincoln City. The county funds that with $30,000 a year in addition to the Development Center applying for some economic development grants. And I think that is a critical piece of business development within the county, in that where do we create jobs? We create jobs with small businesses. And of course, the Small Business Development Center, by definition, is working with small businesses to help them develop these plans, address some of their issues, and help them grow and be successful in the long run. So they were a critical part of my activities as a banker, and I certainly believe they're a critical part as a county commissioner as far as developing businesses and creating jobs in the county.
We are talking to Commissioner Doug Hunt. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be back on Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Commissioner Doug Hunt. We've been discussing community economic development, and we're headed, our trajectory is taking us into the maritime sector. But Doug, before we dive into the work you're doing with the group, you know, you are participating in various committees and boards. How is it that you found yourself being asked to work on maritime issues?
Well, I think it goes back to my initial appointment as a commissioner back in 2012, and at that time there were some areas that Commissioner Lindley had been involved in, and it just naturally fell that many of the areas that he had an interest in were similar to my interests. And just for clarification to the listeners, each of the commissioners has areas where they tend to focus or concentrate, but that doesn't mean that we're not all involved in, you know, the Board of Commissioner meetings and involved in dialogue to make final decisions, of course, in a public venue. So, again, as I became a commissioner, with my banking background, I had an interest in business. And as I've already discussed, business development, which, of course, is economic development. I had an interest in budgets. I'd served on the budget committee. So, again, I took over those responsibilities as the lead. Not that we all don't share the responsibility, but kind of my area of focus. And, you know, those were jobs or areas of responsibility that I assumed more or less because I was a commissioner and it fit my areas of interest and experience. On the other hand, when you start talking about the maritime sector, this is an industry or industries that there's been a lot of talk over the years. But it was at the Coastal Caucus meeting in Florence last fall that there were some panels that talked about the maritime sector and how it really is an unrecognized sector. People can talk about nursing. People can talk about, you know, the trades. But when you talk about marine or maritime, it's kind of a nebulous area. So there was some interest in getting together to try to address what is the maritime sector. So as a county commissioner, again, my areas of interest, economic development, job creation, I thought, let's see what we can do. So out of the initial conversations at the Coastal Caucus, got together a group. I convened a meeting of representatives not only from the counties, but the various maritime sectors, education, economic development, some private sector people, and we started to address, you know, what can we do to get recognition for the maritime industry, the jobs that are there, the demand to fill those jobs with certain skills. And how can we create this awareness, document it, and move forward some training programs that give individuals skills that will enable them to work in this very large and growing sector of our economy, particularly along the coast, but not only the coast. You need to realize that there's an inland port in Lewiston, Idaho, which is a fur piece from the ocean.
Yeah.
So it's not just the coast, but certainly a large area of Oregon, if not the whole state, benefits from having skilled people being able to work in this these industries and provide the opportunity for other businesses to grow and export their product or import inventory or parts that support their business. So it's exciting for me.
Well, when we think about the makeup of your group, can you give us some examples of the other agencies or other individuals that are participating with you? What kind of areas do they come from?
Well, first of all, I say it's a little bit like herding cats. When you talk about the, you know, a nurse, everybody has a pretty good idea of what a nurse does. When you talk about the maritime sector, it's kind of like, well, yeah, I kind of think I know. But to get to the heart of your question, when we and our group continues to grow, which, as I said at our last meeting, I'm glad it continues to grow, because if it started to shrink, I'd be worried.
Yeah.
So our group continues to grow, but certainly we had other commissioners from other counties. John Sweet was up from Coos County, and I've worked closely with the commissioners in Clatsop County and Tillamook County, so we have opportunities there. Representative Gomberg was there because we are working with the legislature to try to get formal recognition of the maritime sector at the state level, which, of course, then provides access to other resources. We had representatives from the community colleges, from the Clatsop Community College and our own community college here, and working to get representation from Southwestern Oregon Community College. And we had representatives from the private sector. Rick Williams is he's a fascinating individual. I think the best way to explain him is to say at one time he was a nuclear submarine attack submarine commander. Very interesting guy. But also had representatives from the Association of Oregon Counties and representatives from the Workforce Investment Board. So, and economic development representatives, regional solutions representatives, port representatives. So, again, we're trying to get as broad and inclusive a group as possible and then address three issues, or four issues, actually, as we try to move forward.
So can you give us an example, before we go to break, of a challenge? What has inhibited maybe growth? You said something about recognition? And what do you mean by that?
Well, right now, the maritime sector is not formally recognized by the state. The Oregon Business Council has recognized, you know, certainly a variety of industries, manufacturing, high tech, healthcare. But when it comes to the maritime sector, it hasn't been recognized. And really, that goes to the heart of one of the issues that we're trying to address. we all know intuitively there are jobs in the maritime sector. And just for clarification, maritime includes not only the marine, the water, but the land that relates to activities involving the water. So we all know there are jobs there. But when we first pulled a report that looked for the need for welders, it said there was one. So the state in their data said there was demand for one welder. Well, if you talk to people in the maritime sector, in shipping and fishing, there's a huge demand for welders. So there's a disconnect between what is evident based on the people that work in those industries versus the data that's available through the state. So we're working in that. That's one of the four areas that we're working to address.
Excellent. Commissioner Doug Hunt talking about the maritime sector. We'll take a break and be right back.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT. KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, Commissioner Doug Hunt. We're talking about the maritime sector. Doug, you gave us maybe an example of a challenge, but moving forward to develop the robustness of our maritime sector, what are some exciting things? You mentioned education.
Well, I think as I said, there are four areas where we're working on concentrating our efforts. And again, this is the Maritime Workforce Solutions Group, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I already talked about trying to get state recognition, which then gives us potentially access to money to fund these activities. We've also already talked about the need to get data that accurately reflects mm-hmm. the job opportunities. The other two areas is we're working on education. So we have programs that provide the educational knowledge and skills to individuals that have an interest in the maritime sector. And then finally, we're working with the Workforce Investment Board. I serve as the chair of the Consortium Board. We oversee the Workforce Investment Board, which is a 5-county board. And we're working with the Workforce Investment Board to create a sector strategy, which would then develop workforce training programs to, again, give individuals skills so that they can go and work in the maritime sector. So we're continuing to work on education, and we're continuing to work on training, which ultimately will give individuals good skills to be able to go out and get good-paying jobs in the maritime sector. And maybe as a final thought, the maritime sector can be as broad as port operations, certainly fishing and crabbing. Commissioner Thompson would want me to mention that. Shipbuilding and repair, offshore exploration, wave energy. Maritime-related professions would include marine engineering, naval architects, marine chemists, and then the maritime workforce that's deployed around the world. You've got tug and tow mariners. You've got the distant waters fishing fleet. So those are certainly, I hope it helps people get a better understanding of how broad the maritime sector is. And the final thing I'll say is these are jobs where there's rapid appreciation or movement up, if you will, in the skill set and the wages. So I think there are excellent opportunities here to provide people with skills that will enable them to have good-paying jobs, not only in Newport, Lincoln County, but along the coast and up the great river, the Columbia River. So
well, with
15, it excites me.
15 seconds left. I appreciate that. Are you going to be in Toledo today?
Rumor has it I will be the program at the Toledo Chamber of Commerce at 12 o'clock at the Union Hall across from the post office. So
thank you, Doug. Thanks for coming in. And if you're in Toledo, see him at the chamber meeting today. Have a great day and join us next week on Connections.
We've had a lot of winter. There's still more to come. Lincoln City Sporting Goods reminds you, be prepared. Be storm